What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 34 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is titled, Growing Up Spiritually. Bruce Barton said, "We must constantly partake of God's Word so that we can grow up into our salvation." Today's text is 1 Peter 2, 2-8. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to Him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in Him will not be put to shame." So the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. Some thoughts on today's reading. When believers receive salvation, they are born again, see John 3:3. So the day you were saved is your spiritual birthday. You might be 40 years old physically and only 10 years old spiritually. Therefore, as a baby must grow physically as they age, Christian infants must grow spiritually as they mature in Christ. Peter begins with an analogy of how newborns crave spiritual milk. Any parent knows that when a baby is hungry, he or she will wake up everybody in the house to let them know it is time for some milk. Babies cry because they crave. Likewise, every born-again believer should crave spiritual nourishment so that they can grow up into salvation. Once you have tasted that the Lord is good, see verse 3, it creates a craving for more of God. As we grow up into our salvation, we realize that, like living stones, we are being built up into a spiritual house, see verse 5. As we grow up in Christ, we mature into a holy priesthood. The notion of a priesthood implies that all believers have direct access to God, similar to the Old Testament priests who mediated between God and the people. As we grow up into our salvation, we realize the priority of prayer. As part of this priesthood, believers are called to offer spiritual sacrifices. This can include acts of worship, service to others, and living a life that reflects God's love and righteousness. Growing into a holy priesthood speaks to the communal aspect of faith. Believers are not just individuals with personal relationships with God. They are part of a larger community that collectively serves and worships God. The term holy signifies being set apart for God's purposes. Believers grow into their roles as priests through spiritual growth, embodying the teachings of Christ and reflecting their transformation into holy people. In summary, the idea of believers growing into a holy priesthood emphasizes their identity as a community of worshipers who have the privilege and responsibility to relate to God directly, serve others, and demonstrate the holiness in their lives. Brian Harbour summarizes the message of 1 Peter 2, 2-8 as follows. What Peter said in essence is this: for you to live a holy life, you have to be a mature Christian. Immature Christians cannot live holy lives any more than little children can carry out adult responsibilities. Holy living can be practiced only by spiritually mature Christians. Perhaps some church leaders have emphasized the wrong thing. We are challenged to be holy. Maybe we should be challenged to grow up. If we grow up as Christians, then we will live holy lives. There is a definite connection between maturity and holiness. Therefore, Peter concluded this discussion on holiness by challenging his readers to grow up into spiritual maturity. We are not to hide God's word in our notebooks or journals so that we can be knowledgeable. We are to hide it in our hearts so we can be holy. Studying God's word leads to growth. Growth results in maturity, and mature Christians live holy lives. Realize that as a Christian, you were born again into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. The salvation that began on your spiritual birthday is something you have to continually grow into by learning God's word and applying it to your daily life. As you mature spiritually, you will gain a greater understanding of who you are in Christ, leading to increased holiness. Some questions to consider. In what ways are you a holy priesthood? How does spiritual growth lead to holiness? And finally, how are you growing up into your salvation? Thanks for joining us today.